Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take that pile of research you've got, all the articles, notes, GitHub readmes, and really turn it into something useful.
Something you can act on.
Exactly. Today, we're focusing on something pretty critical for, well, almost any organization.
Yeah.
Resource scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to pull out the core of what Libre Booking is all about. What is it? How does it work? And maybe most importantly for anyone just starting out, how can you get your hands on it without installing a single thing?
That's the key part.
We're about to jump right in, but first, I have to give a huge thank you to the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer.
Absolutely.
If you're looking at deploying software like Libre Booking, you know, a self-hosted solution, or really any big digital transformation, you need a partner you can trust.
You really do.
SafeServer handles the hosting for this exact type of software and can help you with that whole digital journey. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
A great resource.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're talking about Libre Booking, an open source resource scheduling solution.
Right. And when we say resource scheduling, that can mean, you know, almost anything.
Meeting rooms, lab equipment,
company cars, even people's time slots. It's all about managing things that need to be reserved.
That's the perfect elevator pitch, really.
At its heart, Libre Booking gives you a flexible, very mobile-friendly, and I think most importantly, an extensible way to manage all those reservations. The goal is control, customization.
So it's not just a fancy shared calendar.
Not at all. And we know it's active. I mean, if you look at their GitHub repo, the develop branch is where all the latest code, all the new features are constantly being added.
That brings up the big question then. For a learner or maybe a CIO who's a bit risk averse, why pick Libre Booking over, you know, one of the big commercial options out there? What makes it unique?
It really all comes down to its DNA. It's defined by its open source license.
The GPL 3.0 license.
That's sore.
Okay, so GPL 3.0, that sounds technical. For someone new to this, what does that actually mean for them in terms of like security and control?
Oh, it means everything. It's about freedom. It's about transparency.
Absolutely.
Well, imagine you build your whole company's workflow around some commercial tool. Then that company decides to triple its price.
Ouch.
Or worse, they go out of business. You're completely locked in. The GPL 3.0 license prevents that. It guarantees that even if the Libre Booking project stopped tomorrow, you have the code. You have the right to modify it, fix it, and keep running it forever.
So no one can hold your system hostage.
No vendor can. That's the promise.
And that idea seems to really connect with people. The sources show, what, 595 stars?
Yes.
And 306 forks on GitHub. That's not just casual interest.
No, that's serious engagement. People are actively using it and building on it. And to really get its identity, you have to look at its history.
Right. It's a fork of Book Scheduler.
It is, yeah. A fork just means they took the original code at a specific point, in this case, the last open source version of Book Scheduler from back in 2020, and started a whole new independent project from there.
So they didn't start from scratch. They had a solid foundation, but they're not tied to the old project anymore.
Exactly. The sources are super clear on this. Since that fork, Libre Booking has evolved significantly and completely diverged. It's its own thing now. Modern, actively maintained. They took a proven system and just committed to making it better.
Okay, so knowing it's this active, independent platform, let's get practical. When an organization finally moves past, say, a shared spreadsheet, what are the features here that give them that real aha moment?
The aha moment comes from handling real-world complexity. It's not just checking if a room is free.
Okay.
Think about multi-resource booking. You need to book a conference, right? You don't just need the room.
You need the projector, the laptop cart.
Maybe even time for catering to set up. Libre Booking lets you grab all of that in one single booking, a single transaction.
And what about when a resource, like the big conference room, is always booked solid? What happens then?
That's where waitlists come in. The system just automatically manages a queue for those high-demand resources. Someone cancels, the next person in line gets an instant notification.
So no more manually checking the calendar every 5 minutes.
The system does the choreography for you.
I also saw tools that go beyond just booking. Things around fairness, even budgeting.
Yes. This is where the admin controls are so powerful. You've got two huge features, role-based access control and then quotas and credits.
Okay, role-based access. So only certain people can book certain things.
Get precise. Maybe only department heads can book the expensive video gear. Or only certified staff can reserve the heavy machinery in the lab.
I see. And what about the quotas and credits? How does that solve a problem?
It solves the problem of, you know, one person or one team hogging a resource. Imagine your finance team has a smaller travel budget than sales. You can give the finance team, say, 10 credits a month for booking company cars, but sales gets 30. Once you use your credits, you're done until the quota resets. It enforces your internal rules automatically.
Wow, that is a huge benefit. Now let's talk user experience. Sometimes open source tools can feel a bit clunky.
Sure, but that's not the case here, not at all. It's built on a responsive Bootstrap 5 interface.
Meaning it works on my phone?
It works perfectly on your phone, a tablet, your desktop. It just adapts. And for branding, admins can even set up custom themes and color schemes, dim gray, dark red, whatever, just by editing a simple config file.
So it's flexible on the inside and the outside. And speaking of flexibility, what about integrations with other Office tools?
It's built for that. It has a plug-in-ready architecture, so it's super extensible. But for the average user, the biggest win is probably Calendar Sync. It supports Outlook and Thunderbird integration through .xs files. So you book something in Libre Booking, and it just shows up in your normal work calendar.
That is absolutely crucial for people to actually use it.
It reduces so much confusion.
Yeah.
And for the admins who need to justify all this, the reporting tools are really powerful.
Granular reporting, the source said.
Right. It uses data tables, which lets you do these advanced listings where you can sort, filter, and analyze everything. You can see which resources are used most by who. It turns booking data into actual business intelligence.
Okay, let's shift to maybe the most important part for our listener, the learner. All these features sound great, but the idea of setting up a server can be a bit much.
It can be totally overwhelming, but this is where the documentation provides a fantastic on-ramp.
The live demo.
The live demo, absolutely. If you are even slightly curious, you just have to start there. It's a full version of the software running online right now. No install, no server, no worries about breaking anything.
And the sources give the exact logins, which is brilliant. You can see the admin side of things, setting up resources, quotas with username admin, password to modmin.
And then if you want to see what a regular user sees, you know, booking things, checking wait lists, you log in with username, user, and password to mouser.
It's such a great shortcut. You can see everything it can do in just a few minutes. But there is one really, really crucial detail about that demo we have to point out.
Yes. That public demo instance resets every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes.
And that's a feature, not a bug. It means every new person who logs in gets a totally clean slate. So your test bookings will disappear, and that's supposed to happen.
Good to know. So don't use it to save any important notes.
Please don't.
So once someone has played with a demo and they decide, okay, this is it, the sources lay out how to deploy it. And it seems like one path is much easier for a beginner.
For sure. You've got the traditional manual installation, you know, set up a web server like Apache, get the right PHP version, a database. It's the classic way, but it takes some technical skill.
But then there's the modern route.
Docker deployment. For anyone starting out, this is almost always the way to go.
Why is that?
Docker just packages everything up, the software, all its dependencies, the configuration into one neat little container. You run one command, git clone, and you can get a working instance up so much faster, it removes that huge first hurdle.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting for people who want to customize it.
Yeah.
If we pop the hood, what are we looking at?
The code base is mostly PHP. That's the vast majority of it. So if you're a PHP developer, jumping in to add a feature or fix something is going to feel pretty natural.
And the front end.
That's JavaScript, and it uses Smarty for the templates, which is just a way of separating the look of the site from the actual booking logic.
Which makes it easier for designers to work on it without breaking things.
A very smart move. And for bigger organizations, the docs even cover things like API notes and configurations for single sign-on with Oath2 and SAML.
So it can plug right into a company's existing user management system.
Exactly. It's ready for the enterprise.
Which brings us to the community. If I'm a user and I find a bug or I have an idea, how easy is it to get involved?
It's highly accessible. They have a dedicated Discord channel for discussions.
Okay.
And then all the standard GitHub stuff, a wiki, the issues tracker, discussions pages, they make it easy to talk to them.
And it's important to say, you don't have to be a coder to help, right?
Not at all. They explicitly welcome non-coders. You can report bugs, test new features, add details to existing issues. All of that helps make the platform better.
What about the long-term plan? What's the official word on the project roadmap?
Right now, it's officially listed as work in progress roadmap to be defined. which is actually pretty typical for a healthy open source project. It means they're keeping things flexible and listening to the community before locking in a 5-year plan.
That flexibility is key. And so is security. We saw a note about a recent update.
Yeah, a good one. As of March 2023, they updated their reCAPTCHA integration to V3.
So keeping up with modern standards.
Exactly. But it's also a heads up for admins. If you're running an older version with reCAPTCHA, you will need to generate new keys for your domain to keep it working.
So what does this all mean? When you put it all together, what's the final takeaway for an organization thinking about this?
The takeaway is that Libre Booking is a really stable, actively developed, community-driven alternative. It gives you the big features you'd expect from commercial software, the multi-booking, the quotas, the reporting, but with none of the vendor lock-in.
And it's accessible.
It's super accessible. A small team can start with that simple, risk-free demo, but it's also powerful enough to scale up for a big company that needs all the complex integrations.
And with 62 contributors, you know, it's not just one or two people in a basement. It's a real community effort.
This is a strong one.
Which leads to a final thought for you to chew on. Given that scheduling often involves really sensitive access control, who gets the keys to what and when, how does the flexibility of a GPL 3.0 license and this plug-in-ready architecture, how does that fundamentally change how an organization should think about its long-term digital strategy?
That's a big question.
It puts all the control right back in their hands. That's our deep dive on Libre Booking. Thank you so much for walking us through the sources today.
It was a pleasure.
And one final thank you to our supporter, SafeServer, for making this deep dive possible. If you want to explore more about reliable hosting and support for your digital transformation, just visit www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.